now I have the pleasure to introduce philosopher Thomas Wahlgren, who has been an active debater on issues related to democracy and development. And I would like to welcome Thomas to give his comments on Tzerzla Tuzsi's speech and comment it from his perspective. Welcome.
Okay, now I'm here. Friends, I think I'm here as a token, as an exemplar of a movement which sees itself as sharing community, sharing home with you, Latouche. Let me just explain who we are, who welcome you here. It depends on age a bit, of course. I'm born in 1958. I grew up with the Club of Rome report from 1972, The Limits to Growth. I grew up with the Gandhi. I grew up as part of the Nordic environmental movement. And in that movement, it was self-evident to us that the politics that dominated at that time, there was the Soviet system, there was the capitalist system, and there was the social democrats of the Nordic countries. And they all were part of an old and tired politics. That we didn't want to have anything to do with. Because we thought, communism and capitalism are just two varieties of a deeper civilizational disease. So our task was to recreate the modern Western culture. And I think, so that's how we squatted houses, and we listened to Sex Pistols, and we saved bird lakes, and we engaged in nonviolent civil disobedience. That's the kind of thing we did. Right or wrong, this is my first comment. I see you as part of that same community. And the defining core of that community, I think, is that we grew up, the old politics that we did not agree with is a politics which, when it sees a problem, it thinks two ways. It thinks of better technology and better institutions. And the movement that I think we share is the moment where we see that we have to give up some cultural goals that seem important to us and replace them with new ones. That the cultural transformation is an essential part of the political work. So this just to define the political identity which I think we share. Let me just check that we have that this has been well understood before I go on to my second point. Okay. Yes. Okay. So that's my first point. My second point is to bring out some highlights, topics, perspectives, which you brought out, which I think are too rarely observed. And then, of course, my third point will be my crushing critique, my anger, my disagreement. So the highlights, a brief list. The idea that scarcity is not just a fact. It can be a fact in some cases. But importantly, scarcity is a modern invention. It's a perspective from modern economy that defines the world for us, and often in a very ominous way. That's one. So therefore, number two, it is useful to think of the modern economic way of thinking of things as a form of totalitarianism. It's not outrageous, it's useful. The third, and maybe this is important in these days of evolutionary psychology, it's important that the degrowth program, which is a political necessity, is not proposing that people who are now well off and happy should be abstaining from things which are important to them. We are not a psychologically unrealistic movement. So this is another point which you bring out very beautifully, I think. Localization is essential for degrowth, and it comes in many varieties, so it's not a unified program. I'd add a few more. Societies in transition, a concept we used for speaking about Central and Eastern European countries, that the ex-Soviet countries are countries in transition. Well, perhaps, but even more importantly, the so-called advanced, highly developed countries are countries in transition. So again, I record my agreement on that point. And three more. The emphasis on the politics of time, very important. We need to liberate many people from addiction to work, from an overload of work. The stress on the possibility of money, local currencies. And finally, and I think in the global perspective, especially when looking at the things from the global south, the emphasis on the peasant agriculture as opposed to industrialized agriculture. So it's a long list of agreement, and I could go on. But I have, I think for this occasion, a more important and more interesting point of disagreement. See if I might go to that and see how you want to react to that. You see, I called my old friend Tord Björk in Sweden and said, what should I say at this degrowth conference? And he got very angry. You shouldn't go there. It's only middle-class therapy. Middle-class therapy. It's not politics. And you see, I agree that we have been doing this thing for 30 years. And we have, you know, long lists of abstract goals, which are very pretty and very useful, we think. And we know how things are. And we turn to the other stupid people out there and invite them, look, share our party, our joy that we see the future, and it's a beautiful one. And I think there's, you know, there's something anti-political about this kind of talking that we've been doing for 30 years. There's too little engagement with the difficulties of day-to-day struggle. There's too little engagement with the fact that there are people who, there are four political forces that are working against us. There's corporate power out there. We have to challenge corporate power. There are mass movements in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Brazil, struggling for land reform. We have to build not only in the abstract, but we have to build in the concrete day-to-day our solidarity with these movements. And we also have a massive depoliticization in our societies, which in practice has the effect that we give up state power. We hand over state power, even in the Nordic countries, to the corporates, because citizens withdraw from engagement with the state. So these are three examples: solidarity with mass movements of the South, the struggle against corporate power, the struggle to save the democratic state. These are three examples of struggles which we can't win through lofty idealism and abstract goals. We can only win if we engage in to get our hands dirty in day-to-day political work, in also the difficult work of compromise that is required for building the large alliances we need to achieve things. We've been dreaming for 30 years. It's time to get our hands dirty.
Thank you so much, Thomas. I'm afraid we run so much late in schedule that we need to start moving to workshops now, and we have seven interesting workshops that have been arranged by different organization individuals, and we will also show some short movies that are related to degrowth discussion in this hall. And as we run approximately half an hour late now, so the workshops will start at 3, and we will have report back session also 5:15 here. And also one thing that you should be aware if you are going to the venues that are in Uusi Ylioppilastalo, so the workshop number 2, use the entrance B if you are going there, and if you are going to workshop number 3, use the entrance A in Uusi Ylioppilastalo, and for workshop 5, entrance B is the right one. So, hope you have enjoyable workshops, and let's thank Serge Latouche and Thomas Wahlgren once more.
I wanted to say that I completely agree with what my colleague has said, because That's true. I said always we have to traduct our objectives in a concrete realization. And that these three points, we are a political movement. Naturally, the guy of my generation, because I have over 70 today, but are condemned to speak more than to act. But I'm very pleased that in France and as here, many young people are present and c'est à eux. It's up to them to transform, to realize to fight against the corporate power. That's very important. And also to save the democratic state. I don't know where exists a democratic state. To create a democratic state.
Kiitos. Kiitos. Kiitos.